food off your to-do list.
The TSA is cracking down or feeling up, but you already knew that. Only now they're saying no religious excuses will be accepted. Oh, man. And I'm set to hit the road, Mississippi first, and then the following week, Florida. Maybe some of you are getting ready to go away, too, so brace yourselves. You may have a decision to make when you get to the airport. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, Coast to Coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Remember, there's no reason you have to be silent. You can join the conversation whenever you feel like it. And we're talking about a lot of different things, including packing. I got a funny story to tell you about packing. I'm going to share that with you, but let me throw out the digits so that you have them and you can have them imprinted on your head. 800, or your brain, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I like to do that because as a person who's dyslexic with numbers, I know that sometimes it's hard to remember them, even if you hear them time and time and time again. Okay, a couple of quick things before we get to the packing deal. And the first one is what I just mentioned, because I know all of you are waiting with bated breath to know more about what's happening with the Transportation Security Administration. What should be happening is they should be profiling, but what they're not doing has led to this craziness of some of the photographs we're seeing that are real, that aren't photoshopped or made up or whatever, really people that shouldn't be patted down like two-year-olds. That's crazy. I know somebody could call up and say, but they could have a bomb. What if they had a bomb in the diaper? I mean, we could stretch this all kinds of ways, people. Come on. And here's the question. Are we really that much safer? If all the people in front of me get patted down and or go through the scanner, do I know when I come out on the other side, whew, thank goodness. I mean, that was really tough, but I'm safe. I am pretty much almost 100% guaranteed to be totally safe as I get on my American flight. And the answer is no. We're no safer than we were a decade ago. So the song and dance comes out. The Senate Homeland Security Committee on Tuesday, talking with the TSA chief, John Pistole, of course, about passengers who refuse to go through the scanner and reject the pat-down, they're not going to be allowed to board. That's what they're saying. Even if they turn down the in-depth screening for religious reasons, because that's what's happened in the past and they were allowed to go through. They say, no, too bad, that person's not getting on the plane. There's no exceptions for passengers whose religious beliefs don't allow them to go through a physically revealing body scan or be touched by screeners. So forget about the burqa excuse or anybody else that tries to use that, according to the TSA. Now, we know that these intensive screening measures, look, I mean, is this not skating around or right on top of civil liberties? Of course. And there's a big problem with this right to privacy thing, with the unreasonable searches. Like I said, the pictures are not lying here, and I'm going to get a first eye account of this because I'm going to be there with cameras rolling, so we'll see what happens when I go through two completely different checkpoints, two completely different areas. We'll see. And the Electronic Privacy Information Center, by the way, is one of the groups suing the TSA to stop the full body scanners. Their suit contends that the machines are overly intrusive and they violate civil rights, and it's questionable whether they can detect powdered explosives like the ones used by passengers or the passenger in last year's attempted Christmas airline bombing. That was Abdullah Muttalib. And then to that end, I would say, well, then why are we even doing this? And then the question of a health risk. You know how you know this? You ever get x-rays, dentist office, or for some other reason, you know how they put that big crazy thing on top of you to to stop the radiation, to not have as much radiation go into your body. There's a reason they do that, because we don't know how much exposure to radiation is good for you. Certainly not a lot. And this is what's happening. And with a blink of an eye, oh, no, this is so much safer. This is the way we have to go. This is how it has to be. I mean, come on now. Ridiculous. And I think that we're going to see some problems when it gets jammed at the airports. Thanksgiving is really the day before Thanksgiving is a terrible day at the airports around the country, the big ones, the small ones, the hubs, everything, because people are scrambling to get back to wherever it is that they came from or to go and meet family someplace else. You understand what I'm saying. All right, a couple other quick things. On the Hill, lame duck, and then a Thanksgiving break, and they're back again. Obama and those that are making the laws are pushing an amnesty bill. Okay, you know what that's about. They met in the Oval Office, and when I say they, the president, with leaders of the Hispanic caucus, they met to talk about the DREAM Act. And people close to Obama leaked, but it's not a surprise, that he hopes Congress is going to approve the DREAM Act during the lame duck session. Fat chance. The legislation would give kids of illegal immigrants a chance, he says, to earn their citizenship by working toward a college degree or military service. But is this the first step, rather, on a slippery slope toward amnesty? Here's what I would say, though. On the military service thing, if you're talking about a couple of tours where you've got somebody that's serving the country, then I would say yay to that. But to anything else, absolutely no way. And there's just something about the DREAM Act. How many people are all in on the DREAM Act? So it's all about the economy. It's all about jobs. And that's what the American people said when they went to go and vote a couple of weeks ago. And this is the problem. The DREAM Act is going to be a lot of grandstanding. There's going to be, of course, lots of people who say, forget it, you can't deal with this, because what about the issue of border enforcement and all that other stuff? I mean, we have all these other things we have to contend to or look at when it comes to illegal immigration. So are we serious about this, taking up this DREAM Act and trying to ram it through? And the answer is, I don't know that this goes through at all, of course. The bipartisan support for it, not so sure. You'll get some to step on the other side, but some wouldn't do it. And I think the reason is because nothing else gets done. By the time you go through this, I mean, what about this whole comprehensive reform? And what about the issue of the drugs at the border and what's happening with the border patrol and some of those more Spartan areas still, and the jobs and the economy? I mean, that's really what's on everyone's mind. So wasting time, valuable minutes over the DREAM Act when there's just not enough to go around, I think that needs to be shoved off in the first place. I guess the idea is get it through, because you'll have maybe a few softer Republicans who will go for it versus some of the new people that come into Washington that flood the halls of the Capitol. It might be tougher to force this through. Stick around. We're not forcing you, but we sure hope you do. More coming up on America Tonight.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
Dance with some of you. Rick and Izzy and Jeremy, hang on. We're going to go to Illinois and Missouri and Alaska. But before we do that, I want all of you to hear Senator Mitch McConnell quickly and Harry Reid. This is their take on politics right now in Washington.
I think we have a great opportunity here to demonstrate that we are responding to what the American people clearly would like for us to do.
Our focus is on the middle class, it's on creating jobs, and it's working in a bipartisan basis in any way that we can.
All right, so everybody wants to please us. That word bipartisan just doesn't sound right, does it? Very tough to do the bipartisan dance. Let's go to the floor and take a spin with Rick. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Okay. Have you left for Biloxi yet?
No, I have not left. I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
How you going to go? You going through the x-ray machine or you haven't patched it down?
Well, Actually, I decided I was going to go by Stagecoach if it doesn't work out at the airport. Because I know, I mean, I can get some guys and some horses and they can just take me that way and I'll just go with them.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I'm supposed to fly, but we'll see what happens at the airport. I heard it's not as rough at DFW, but I won't know till I actually get there.
Yeah. Well, I'd say there are no exceptions for anybody, no matter what kind of religion you are. If you don't want to get patted down, you should be able to fly.
Well, here's the thing. If everybody has to do it, and even if we don't like it, and I think that it should be profiling, but it's so politically incorrect to say that, even though that's what everybody else does, and they have safer airports. But okay, if I'm playing this game, you're right. There can't be exceptions for anyone then. You can't start cherry-picking exceptions. You can't say, well, not for women over a certain age, not for this, but that's the problem.
Yeah, it should be for everybody, I mean. But, you know, like I said, if they don't want to go through, then they shouldn't be allowed to fly. That's the way it is. If somebody slips through with the bomb, blows up the plane, then there'll be all kinds of hell raising.
See, I agree that there should be security procedures, but what's happening now is ridiculous. We've had pilots on, and here's what they're saying, Rick. We're talking about sensible men who agree there should be some procedures, but they're even saying, oh, come on, this is crazy. Some of the stories, and the stories aren't, there may be some made-up ones, but we know a lot of them to be true. And the problem is if you have pilots like DJ Frost or like Denny Kelly or a couple of other people that I've talked to that are currently flying in the United States and internationally that are saying, oh, we're not any safer than we were 10 years ago, then what? That's the problem. They're not doing what they really need to be doing, but they don't want to spend the money.
Yeah. But it's just, well, then you got to live with, I guess. I mean, just the way it is anymore. You know, they're trying to blow something up, do something to us. You know, they can get sneaked by with a bomb attached to them somehow. They will do it. I mean, like you said, then there'd be all kinds of hell raising.
I agree with that. If something else happens, then forget it. All the rules are off and anything's going to go. You're right.
Yeah.
One more thing, because nothing's really, we've had some near misses, but nothing really has happened since 9/11. That's the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget. Go ahead.
They're still trying to blow stuff up, you know. They're not giving up.
Oh, I agree.
You know, they're around there sneaking around doing something. So.
Right. Extremism is extremism. And when you don't care about life, what are you bargaining with? When you actually say, okay, I'm going to be a martyr, so, hey, if I blow up in the middle of the plane, if I ram the truck loaded with explosives through the airport, Allah Akbar, I'm successful. I don't care about my life and what happens to my family because they'll get taken care of. So now you've got no bargaining chip because what do we have to bargain with? Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them, they don't mean that to them. So.
Right. That's the problem. Hey, this means something to me. Don't forget tomorrow we've got Nail the Score. We moved it to Wednesday the next 2 weeks. So make sure you call in for that.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Wednesday, same time, third hour, same time, same bat channel. Make sure you tune in.
Yeah, I figure the Cowboys are going to beat the Giants. You know, you always have an upset team. You know, somebody's going to upset somebody, and that was it.
That was a good pick.
That
was a good pick. Even Steve Budin, who we have on, had said the Giants would cover the 14 points, and he's been pretty good about the games that he's talked about, but that wasn't one at all. It was terrible. Eli Manning looked like he was lost in the sauce. I mean, they just fell apart at the seams, and the Cowboys did, especially the first half of the Cowboys, they did pretty good. Hey, Rick, thanks. We'll see you on our next show. Let's go from Rick to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm okay. I had to think about it.
I like that. That's such an honest, authentic answer. I like it.
Oh, I think poor Matt just groans when he hears my voice. But
no, he likes you. He always tells me, Izzy's there.
No, I said, your favorite old lady, and it was like a groan. Bless his heart. Okay. We have to do the immigration thing. I swear, if those adjectives pass any such nonsense, everyone should be charged with treason. Because not only is it against the Constitution, again, it's against all the immigration laws. We've been here, dance this tune. How many times are they going to capitulate to a special interest group? And we cannot afford it. We absolutely, this country cannot afford it. And if they have the money to support all the illegals, they by God have the money to start deporting them. It's just that simple. I'm so tired of
You know what? There you go. That's true. I mean, I don't think you could just round up the whole so-called roundup thing, but you make a good point.
Oh, you can make such a dent. It's not even funny.
You're right. You're right. You could have certain...
The only thing that could...
You could have, whoops, we had a little musical interlude there. You could have certain, you're right, you could have like a net. You could cast a net in certain areas where you know people are there waiting on the corners, looking for jobs, working illegally,
not
whatever.
Not just that, but here in the Midwest, we know places where these people are congregating in droves.
Right.
And all they have to do is make a big roundup. I'm sorry, the bus goes both ways. And Border Patrol still has big buses. So light them up. Light them up like we used to do. My God, we used to do this. And all this political correctness crap, I'm sorry. If they pass this, every damn one of those people need to go out in the next election. Every one of them. That's not the people's will. It's not the majority of Americans that Mitch McConnell's talking about. You better do what American citizens, the majority of us, have said to do, or you're out next. I mean, we have already geared up for that issue. We're starting now. We're not waiting for a year to pass. We're starting now. And we are so determined that we're going to keep cleaning house every election. So they better pay attention. Okay, real quick on fast food or the government intrusion on what you should or should not be eating. Start with EBT cards. Have you ever found anybody in a grocery store with an EBT card and all the things they buy?
Yes.
Frozen pizzas, Little Debbie's, soda up the yin-yang. No. On that EBT card, you should program into it that you cannot buy one single soda. No soda. Not all of this flux of sweet stuff. You must buy so much in vegetables, so much in meat, so much in decent bread, etc. I mean, that's one way to start controlling. If you have to have a control, do it that way. Because I'm telling you, the EBT cards are wasteful. The people,
I agree.
And I thought, people, common sense. Don't tell me I can't stop at McDonald's. I never do because I don't like fast food. But bottom line is, people are going to stop. And what they're going to end up doing is putting a lot of these places out of business with so many restrictions.
Yeah, I agree with you. And people are going to stop. Absolutely. People are going to stop. That's the name of the game. And you have to be careful with the food and the government telling what you can and cannot do. But you make a good point on those cards, certainly. Izzy, thank you. Coming up, motorcycles, fair or foul without the helmets. Plus, we'll take a few more calls, 800-259-5791.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. My clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water.
What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
A quick programming reminders. Don't forget, Nail the Score on Wednesday, this Wednesday, third hour, and next Wednesday, third hour, because of the Thanksgiving holiday. Look, none of you, I don't care if you were by yourself and you were eating Boston Market or Made a Turkey or whatever, you're just chilling. You are not calling this radio show to make a score guess, and we're not doing the radio show on Thanksgiving. We're doing the best of the best, the a la carte, the good stuff. We will. But I think for the most part, most of you will be chilling on tryptophan somewhere after you've eaten. So we moved it to Wednesday. Wednesday, because also I'll be in Mississippi, and you'll hear me in Mississippi talking to the people there about what's happened, what hasn't happened since Katrina and the oil spill, what's going on the Gulf Coast, what's really happening, what's the story there. So we're going to bring it to you on America Tonight. And then the following week, we're in Florida, in Tampa, Orlando. Actually, there's some good stories from there as well. But I won't be traveling by motorcycle. I actually really like motorcycles, but the way people drive now, and some places there are helmet laws and other places they don't have helmet laws. And when I see people without a helmet on, I think, oh, man, with how fragile the brain is and with the way people are texting and swerving across lanes, some of the worst driving that I've ever seen has happened in the last couple of years. More devices, more distractions, more cars on the road. You know the scoop. So if I'm doing a motorcycle thing, I'd rather be out in the country somewhere or at least be in a more Spartan area on the back roads. I see people on motorcycles doing crazy things, though, all the time. And that's what's interesting when you look at the statistics. The statistics are so ugly. I'm going to let Christopher Hart tell you what Transportation Safety Board, the National Transportation Safety Board, has to say about motorcycles and deaths.
Although the number of motorcycle fatalities declined in 2009 to a little under 4,500, that's still an average of more than 12 motorcyclists killed every day. Too many lives are lost in motorcycle crashes. The most important step that riders can take is to protect themselves with a DOT-compliant helmet. It has the padding to help protect against impact forces and also to protect against penetration by sharp objects, as well as a robust strap.
There you go. I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, and he likes to ride motorcycles, and he did have a helmet, but boy, he hit a guardrail, and he is so lucky it wasn't worse. He had to actually be chained to a desk for, I want to say, a month or a couple of weeks at least while he healed up his face. It was like raw meat, the way he went across the road, and he was very, very lucky. So I've seen it firsthand. You have to be so careful with other drivers and other things that get in the way, and it was something to do with the driver kind of pushing him over. So my wish is that you'd be smart and at least wear a helmet, for goodness sake. Wear a helmet. And I'm not for rules and regulations, but when you see what somebody looks like after these accidents, wow, it's scary. Let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy, what's shaking?
Hey, Kate, I've come to talk turkey.
Sweet.
Turkey.
Oh, fried turkey. So how do you do a fried turkey?
Well, first thing, you know, it is still kind of a lot of work, and you're supposed to use peanut oil, and that can be kind of spendy. Maybe it is a little easier, but, you know, you always want to do them outside and not on the stove or in the oven because it can be quite a mess, and you don't want to risk burning your house down or apartment.
Right. Somebody else told me that you get a big vat, and you it has to be outside. You don't want to risk it near anything where something could happen.
Yeah, it takes about an hour and 20 minutes to do for actually frying the turkey. A 20-pound turkey probably take about an hour and 20 minutes. A lot of people like to do the 10-pounders. They only take about a half an hour. I prefer the big ones. I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but it's originally a Cajun style of cooking a turkey, and that's my favorite kind of injections to use. Is a spicy Cajun style injection. And another good hint is, whenever you go to measure the oil in the pot, go ahead and put the turkey in the pot first, and then fill up with water about 2 inches above the turkey, and then you pull the turkey out, and where the water sits in the pot is how much oil you're going to need to put in. You're going to want to make sure the turkey is at room temperature before you dunk it in the oil. You know, because you're going to need like a long hook and a long hook and a big pot and the oil, and you want to make sure that burner's off before you dunk the turkey into the hot oil. You turn the burner off. And then after you got it set in the oil, then you can turn the burner back on. You want about 375 degrees. And like I said, it takes about 3.5 minutes per pound, 3 to 3.5 minutes per pound cooking it. And, you know, but it's expensive, Kate, for people that don't have extra money to spend. It's kind of expensive. Maybe it is a little easier than doing it in the oven, but like I said, you know, like they sell a hook, a special hook for that, but that's like
sure.
$40.
Wow, really?
Then you're looking at peanut oils, you know, between $15 and $20 a gallon. So you're looking at anywhere between $40 and $80 for oil. And yeah, so it's kind of a spendy endeavor, but it's probably the best, you know, turkey that you're ever going to have, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeremy. That's what I think. I've tasted them before, and it's good. And the way you make it is the way you cook it, the taste. I think it's the taste, the moisture is what I like so much. Wow, that was terrific. That was some applause for Jeremy giving us the instructions, even the costs of what it would be. Sweet. The audience loved it. Hey, Jeremy, thanks. You have a good Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you in the next day or next couple of days or next week. But that's great that he gave us the instructions there. So you heard what he had to say about the peanut oil and the cost of the hook and all that stuff. He's right. And then plus you've got your turkey costs. So it tastes better, but it's going to cost you some more. I mean, you can keep the hook, obviously, but you're going to have to replenish the peanut oil. And that would be tricky. But, boy, the other way, oh, what you have to go through with the turkeys and digging it out. And, you know, I guess what it is the last time I did a turkey, I just did not give myself enough time. So it was like, whoa, put on the gas. Press down because you have a 25-pound turkey to make and you don't have enough hours. So we ended up on Christmas eating like at 9 o'clock. That's just not going to work. 9 o'clock does not work on Christmas when you're exhausted and, you know, not to be whiny because I'm sure there's people who'd love to eat a turkey at 9 o'clock. But, yeah, that was – you got to jump on it right away. That's the thing. So I like the idea of the fried turkey. I said I was going to talk about packing, and Matt – I was wondering, because, of course, I have not packed for my trip to Mississippi. You know, it's one of those last-minute deals where I got to hurry up and get things together. And it's tougher for a woman, I think, to just throw things in a suitcase or whatever, or even a duffel bag. But you apparently are pretty good at that, right?
That has been my style. Kind of last-minute, throw stuff in a bag, in my carry-on, and hopefully everything comes with me. That's when I went to Arizona last year for that dreadful Vikings game. That's kind of what happened. I literally stayed up all night and packed about an hour before we left for my flight. But it can come to bite you in the butt, though, because there's been times, and I was telling you this before, that I can't remember where I was going, but it was a trip with some of my buddies, and I think we were going down to either Mexico or somewhere. I can't remember where it was. But this guy did not bring his swimsuit because I packed last minute and kind of forgot a key thing if you're going to a exotic destination.
Yeah, you need that. And no swimsuit too. That could be tough because what do you have to run down?
Well, then you got to buy one at the market or something. But you know, so there's been times where that'll happen. Maybe you forget a toothbrush, you got to buy one of those. But I don't know. Maybe it's better to be prepared. But at the same time, I saved myself the hassle of fretting over packing, I guess, but I usually like to do the carry-on so you don't have to check a bag. However, if you travel with people like I do that do check bags, it kind of defeats the purpose anyways. There's one time I traveled with my sister, and now she's a lot better, but this was a couple of years ago, and she had a huge amount of, like, stuff she was bringing. Carry-on bag, big suitcase, all this stuff, and it completely slowed me down, so I had to give her a couple pointers on throwing stuff in a bag and going.
All right, there's some tips from Matt. Just throw your crap in a bag. Do it at the last minute when you're exhausted. Have to get to the other side, wait for your friends anyway, and you forget your main piece of equipment that you needed.
It makes it more fun, though, because it's exciting. Did I pack everything? Did I not? It's kind of like playing a little bit of lottery there.
Yeah, lottery. I have had times where I've packed at the last second, but the key thing that I do, this is the difference between men and women, you got to make a list. Yeah, I don't care if you scribbled on your hand, you got to make a list because you're going to forget something, whether it's toothpaste or a razor for you guys or whatever it is. I mean, that's how you can tell when a guy's on vacation too, by the way, or they forgot their razor because all of a sudden they look like Grizzly Adams when they come back from their vacation. It's not just because they were chillaxing. It's because they forgot their razor.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Years. It's what he goes there for, it's to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
America tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all the youths across the country. Remember that line from that movie? Why can't I think of it? Oh,
My Cousin Vinny?
Yes. How'd you know that?
The Two Youths.
The Two Youths. Still think that is the most hilarious movie.
I love that movie.
I do too. I mean, this the crazy scenes, the over-the-top New Yorkers being in the deep South, and Joe Pesci was hilarious in that. I mean, just hilarious. So, youths. And you actually hear people say youths. And all of you listening in Connecticut and New York know what I'm talking about. Youths, yo. How many times a day do you hear, yo, yo, how you doing? But it's such a cliche that nobody back east wants to hear that. Let's go to Bob in Missouri. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Oh, not bad. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what TSA officials got for Christmas last year?
Is this going to be dirty or good, or is this a good punchline?
No. Absolutely
what?
Packed.
What?
A little over $200 worth of stuff for my luggage last year.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My luggage was chose, quote, at random, unquote, to go through physical inspection.
Right, and they took things out?
They got my Game Boy, CDs, and I'm trying to figure out, though, why they had to steal every pair of socks I had.
Bob, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but did you get the thing where you, not that they pulled you aside, but where you got the little note in your luggage, or did you get it
exactly
where they pulled you aside? I get that all the time, too.
Luggage.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. There's a lesson in that. Too bad you can't. I mean, I'm with you. I always scour that luggage because I think, oh, they've gone through this luggage. They steal your socks and your Game Boy. That's crazy. And the CDs. What are they doing? They're stealing your CDs and stuff.
Well,
of course.
I called them up and said, you know, if things were missing, call this number. And I called the number and I'm still waiting for the form of the claim form to get repaid for the lost items.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen. That's just wrong. That's wrong.
I'm going to pack a little bit differently this time. I think I'm going to have a list of everything that's in my luggage right on top of the luggage just in case they decide to go through it again. And I might leave them a thank you note this year, too.
Thank you for not taking anything from the suitcase. Here are the items. So we're all clear on what's in here. That's a good idea.
Ask them to have their kids send me a thank you note for the Game Boy, too.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's good. Are you traveling during the holidays?
Yeah. Go skiing every winter.
Oh, where do you go?
Utah.
Really? Utah? Yeah. I'm trying to think where. I've skied in Utah before. It's been a long time. There's some great places to ski there. Wow. And, of course, you've got to take some clothes when you're doing the ski thing.
Yeah, they took my best ski socks. That's what bummed me.
Oh, that's bad.
I got into Utah late that night and was headed to the slopes early the next morning. Wake up, then I open my luggage, no socks.
Oh.
So, yeah, I think I'm just going to leave them a note there, and hopefully they will read it if they can read.
Yeah, leave the note. Leave the note, and if something gets stolen, tell us on the air, and I'm going to send the clip to the TSA.
All righty.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to watch. You bird dog it for us. We're going to watch what happens, and then we'll see what I get back. I'll clip the tape. We'll clip the tape, and if anything's missing, we'll send it to them. Skiing. That sounds fun. Thanks, Bob. Skiing sounds fun. Now he's got me in the thinking about the skiing. But here's the problem with skiing, as he knows, because he's probably a pretty decent skier. When you go skiing, America, just think about it. How much do you think it costs to go skiing? How much do you think those lift tickets are? If you were thinking $120 for a day, ding, 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 give yourself a pat on the back. Then, of course, you have to have the equipment or rent the equipment. It depends on where you go. But there is nothing like the feeling of going down some of those runs. And where he's talking about is a really good place to ski. Herschel's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Herschel.
Beautiful. Sherry, I got a question. I can't find you on my radio anymore down here in Jeff City, Missouri. I was on 1240, but they Got some detective guys on there right now. What radio stations are you on down in this area?
Ooh, we were on that station down there, so I don't know what happened unless it's just a weird pickup. There was a crossover on it. Maybe it was a mistake. I don't know. I'll find out.
Okay, I was just kind of wondering. I'm just trying to figure out where you was at. I was trying to listen to you tonight, and I got that American detective thing or something on.
Okay, we'll find out what happened. Because there's, you know, we have a couple of different channels, so maybe something weird happened there, or, you know, there's something that, or we're on some other station that I'm not aware of, but we'll find out for you. I'm glad you called. Thanks for telling us that. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, by the way, if that happens, if you hear something and you don't understand why you don't hear us, definitely shoot us a note at americatonight.net so that we can try to figure out what the deal is, because sometimes people... You know, where it's programmed in, something slips, or we are on another station or whatever, but we might not know that unless you let us know. Speaking of letting you know, I think that the Bush people, certainly Dick Cheney, had no problem letting people know how he feels about the current president, because he's kind of been, Cheney's been kind of, he did the whole Fox thing for a while, but he's, you know, being a guest and whatnot, but he hasn't been around lately. But, boy, he took his rips at the Bush Library groundbreaking. Condoleezza Rice was there, and George Bush, of course, the former president, and his wife, and Dick Cheney was on hand, and, you know, do that ceremonial deal where you dig out the, where you throw the dirt over. And Dick Cheney said, "History is about to come around on Bush." That's what he said at the groundbreaking ceremony in Dallas for the Presidential Center. He said that people are going to start to have a much more positive view of the former president. Bush's approval rating when he was leaving office, remember, was really low, because now we've moved on to a new president. People forget that. It was just 22%. And I said this, people, we've talked about this, in judging the legacy of a president, you can never really tell until more time has passed, ultimately, how they might be viewed. So Cheney took the mic and spoke about Bush as a president who refused to put on airs, saying that he was thrilled to find the most powerful person he knew was among the least pretentious. He said Bush was someone who could walk with kings yet keep the common touch, and said that there were no affectations about him at all, that he treated everyone as an equal. And he really kind of stole the show. He talked a lot, and Bush just, he didn't talk about anything other than the fact that he was excited about his presidential library and whatnot, and a little bit on his book. So another presidential library, another center in this country, this time in Dallas.
Fights an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
How do you know him?
Fame, fortune, fat women.
Yeah? How about a beer?
Even better.